This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, we have all types of things we can talk about. Thanks to the run-up to the midterm elections. Jasmine, maybe you want to get us started. You had a run-in, one of your students did, with someone as he tried to record at a public polling place.
Right. So every year, the University Union at WIU has early voting that takes place inside the concourse. And every year, my students go and they have problems with whomever is sitting at the table taking people's names and allowing them to vote. So this year I decided I would go over there and I would vote there, and the students could get video of me approaching the table and standing in the little area that you vote behind the blue machine, and then they'd have that video. And I just wanted to see how they would be treated, because I had a feeling, like it is every year, there's some kind of argument that takes place with being told that they're not supposed to record, even though it's a public area. And multiple people in that area have phones that have video cameras and are taking pictures and videotaping. They could be at any time. So anyway, so I go over there with my student who has a handheld phone, and it's just a small rig, so it has a little light on it, and it looks like an iPad effectively. It's not even a big news camera. And we took it over there, and I approached the table and started filling out my information, and he started, he was probably a good 10 to 15 feet away from the table. He's not right up against me. And he started, videotaping me filling out this information and being asked questions about who I was. And then the poll worker sees him and starts arguing with him, telling him that he can't videotape the polling location, can't videotape her. And then I said, well, yes, he can videotape at this location. We're in a public place. And she said, well, I have to give my permission. I haven't given my permission. And I said, well, you don't have to give your permission. You're in a public place. And she said, well, I'm an elected official, and I have to give my permission. And I said, that definitely is not a rule. So I told her we weren't going to argue and fight with her, but he was going to videotape, and he had permission to. I told him that he could videotape me standing in the little area, and we did what we did. But she was very angry about it and very, very wrong about the law in the state. And this happens just about every year, and it's very frustrating. I did say there are multiple people behind us sitting at tables. They've got their phones out. I don't see you say anything to them. What about all the people with their cameras and their camera phones and that kind of thing? And she said, well, I have to give my permission. I said, well, what about? I mean, like, that's not an answer. So there were, there's that problem we have. And it's unfortunate that people think they know the law and they don't know the law, and it's very frustrating to my students, but it also is a good learning experience because, we still did what we had to do and we got out of there and that was the end of it.
You have to ignore that pushback sometimes from people who this woman also either misspoke or misidentified herself because she is not an elected official. Mm-hmm. The county clerk is the elected person who oversees the elections, but the people who work for the county clerk are hired. They mm-hmm. are not elected officials.
Right.
I think this is another example of, and again, journalists tend to know the rules better than private citizens. And this what we've talked about before, and that there's this misinformation or really ignorance of what the press does and what the press can do. And I think, again, it lends itself to how important our role is, especially when it's been one that's been constantly and socially under attack and criticized for doing its job and what it has legally the right to do.
When I did a story on someone casting their first vote as an American citizen, I did not get permission ahead of time. I followed her into the polling place and just kept recording, and I started taking photos. Now, I did stand behind her when she was in the ballot box getting ready to vote, and a poll worker said I could not shoot a photo from there. And I didn't really think about that ahead of time, but I can sort of understand that, even though her ballot was not even up on the screen yet. I can understand not wanting you behind someone who's about to cast a vote. But I did take several photos in there, and I feel like the workers were a little bit on edge about it. But no one stopped me, and that might be the difference between being a professional and they've seen me around before, as opposed to your student reporters, Jasmine, who perhaps they think they can push around a little bit.
Oh, I definitely think that is the idea there. And that's why I was there that time, because I wanted to make sure that things happen the way they should happen. And she definitely gave me a lot of pushback, and I just kept talking to her about about what we can do in the public. And that's a public area, and there are plenty of people with their cameras at another area. I mean, right there. But all of a sudden, this student was singled out. And it's very unfair and unfortunate.
It is a public area, and I think that's I like your approach is for you to go and see this firsthand and have them record you while you're getting ready to cast a ballot. And so you could see for yourself about the problems they were encountering with these poll workers. And some of these public employees need to understand that public places are open to reporters to do their jobs.
I think it's maybe a natural reaction or inclination when you see cameras or reporters and people with microphones showing up where you're trying to do a job. Maybe, you know, they probably are bound to be nervous and wondering if this is going to affect their jobs and so forth. But I think there, again, there needs to be this education that these folks and information that these folks need to have, because when journalists have to do it on the spot, and especially with the aspersions that have been cast about our an attack that's about our industry, this is making this a difficult task. But I think it's an incredibly important one that we need to find a good way to make sure the election officials know what we can or cannot do, where we can stand, where we can shoot, who we can talk to, without again getting in the way of the business and the job that they have to do. Again, we find this time and again, journalists know the rules, but do these officials do? And I think this is yet again another example of this misinformation or downright ignorance.
I do want to add, my students have gone to other locations within the county and received much less pushback. So it's not a, it's, this is not a policy.
You mean other polling places?
Yeah, we've gone to other polling places and been able to get video and had very few problems. So this is specifically an issue that we've had for some reason with the people working at the University Union or inside the University Union.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more A Shop Talk.